This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marx.
My favorite time of the week. How are you, Rolene?
I'm good, thanks. And you, my favorite time of the day. What can I say?
100,000,000%. I always want to just jump through the telephone line and land up in Modi in Gobar Shawarma and then come back home. That's what I'd like to do.
Well, you know, we actually – I can't vouch for the best shawarma in the country, but we do have falafel ofe, which is the best falafel in the country, which has been voted on not just by Modi Innes people. It seriously has an endorsement.
Are you serious? Are you
serious?
Well, then that will justify a trip.
So, and it's 10 sheks for half a falafel, and Bob's your uncle.
Happy days, happy days. Rolene, tell us about the Hamas leaders' visit to Moscow as Moscow seeks more involvement in the Middle East. Good thing, bad thing, or neutral thing?
Interesting thing. I think this is coming very close to what, when we are expecting President Trump to reveal the Great Middle Eastern Peace Plan, which he was supposed to reveal this month. We are now at the 29th day of November and still no peace plan, but I'm sure they'll release it when they're ready to release it. But it's very interesting to see Russia now jostling for its position in the Middle East, and interesting timing seeing that we are in the middle of the G20 summit. But a top leader of Hamas has said that he has received an invitation to make an official visit to Moscow. And this comes as Russia announces their intention to play more of a role in mediating the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So this is Ismail Haniyeh, and the invitation apparently was delivered by a visiting Russian diplomat. And we don't know what the purpose of this visit will be or what the invitation is saying, but this is coming at a time where the US, the European Union, and Israel regard Hamas as a terrorist group. And just a little bit of background, Ismail Haniyeh was elected as Hamas's top leader last year. Khaled Mashal, who was the former leader of Hamas, has been a frequent visitor to Moscow. So we're going to be watching, you know, what role the Russians intend on playing here. And you know, this comes as relations between Russia and Israel seem to be warming up despite the recent spat with Syria and the G300 or the G3000. Nevertheless, relations between Moscow and Jerusalem, you know, are good. So maybe Russia sees themselves as more of an even-handed mediator. The problem is that nobody else but them seems to recognize Hamas as any kind of legitimate partner.
I hear that loud and clear. However, I am thinking that there is an element of truth to that, that there is an even-handedness about their approach that maybe gives them some credibility in the discussion.
Well, yeah, I think we're seeing, in my opinion, a new kind of – I don't want to use the term Cold War, but we very much see a jostling of positions between Trump and Putin. I don't think this has got anything to do with height or hand size or hair, but it is very interesting to watch them kind of positioning themselves for positions of power. And I think Putin might have the upper hand. He's the more seasoned politician. I think he's the more canny of the two leaders, and he's the one who's going to want to look for an opportunity or an in where he sees that. And perhaps the delaying of this great peace plan, which nobody seems to know the contents of, is giving the Russians more of an opening to come in and push their influence in the region.
Very interesting indeed, and no doubt you will keep us up to date with developments on that score. In the meantime, Airbnb, that story doesn't go away. What's the latest?
Well, the Airbnb is a story that continues to grow. You know, I spoke last Friday morning to Howard about the class action suit that's been filed in Israeli courts. You and I spoke a little bit the other day about the City Council of Beverly Hills now boycotting Airbnb. And now we have a group of 18 American Jews who have sued Airbnb in the U.S. federal court. They opened their case yesterday, and they have accused Airbnb of religious discrimination after the company delisted accommodations in various what they call settlements in the West Bank. And a lawyer for the plaintiffs, Robert Tolkien, says Airbnb has made a religion, a nationality-based decision about who can list. And we will not list. It's decided in the States we will not list for Jews in the West Bank. It should be equal access for all. Now, ironically, apparently more and more people are flocking to the West Bank since Airbnb's delistings. Yeah.
Unintended consequences. Hey, the law of unintended consequences. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're going to do this kind of thing, we're going to give you a little bit of a smack. And not only are we going to delist, we are going to support people who could be losing a lot of income because of this delisting. And again, the issue for many is, you know, if you want to boycott various conflict areas, you know, that's your prerogative, but to single out Israel and to single out specifically Jews at the at the expense of other conflicts and occupations and disputes and issues around the world is a horrible double standard. And as the very, very famous and iconic refusenik and human rights icon Natan Sharansky said, we can always look at anti-Semitism through the lens, or what he calls his 3D lens, delegitimization, demonization, and this horrible double standard.
Wow, that's an interesting 3Ds, delegitimization.
It's the 3Ds. It's delegitimization, saying that Israel has no right to exist. When we hear BDS supporters chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, that kind of thing. The other thing is demonization, the horrible language, the accusatory language that is given to Israel and Israeli mechanisms. And the third is double standards, the crude double standard that is applied to Israel at the expense of other disputes and conflict zones around the world.
Rolene, that's where we're going to leave it. Always love talking to you. Thank you. We're going to cross for news, and Kathy will speak to you on Monday.
Well, I want to just take the opportunity to wish you all Chag Chanukah Sameach, because I know that Chanukah starts on Sunday night, and it's the annual assault of the calories.
Absolutely.
And everybody just have a good one and enjoy.
Absolutely.